Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, 15 prakim, I believe. Hilchos Tefillah. It's officially entitled Hilchos Tefillah uBirkas Kohanim, as you see on top of the page. The last two prakim, prakim Yudalit and Tezav, about the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. And the last few prakim beforehand are related to Hilchos Tefillah loosely. Talks to Hilchos Beis. After talking about Tefillah per se, Shmon Esrei, he talks about the halachas of Beis HaKnesses and the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. The beginning of Perek Yigimel Hilchos Tefillah, Rambam is writing the midst of the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. And he's beginning to talk about, he already spoke about how we lay, now he's beginning to talk about what we lay. What do you lay any given day? So he opens by saying that the most basic, the most common, I should say, the most common system of what we lay is the weekly system. Just talking earlier this morning about Teshnai Mikra Vechatargum, that's built on the fact that, as the Mishnais already described, Maseches Megillah, that the Takanas Chazal is to continue every week, pick up where you left off the week before, and over time to complete the laning. Mishnah is a machlokas, whether you, I think I may have mentioned this early in the year on a Thursday night, Mishnah is a machlokas hatanoim, whether every Shabbos morning you pick up where you left off the last Shabbos morning, which is what we take as a given, because that's how we paskin, or Shabbos morning you pick up where you left off Thursday morning. And Thursday morning, you pick where you left off Monday morning. Do the Shabbos Mincha Mondays and Thursdays advance you or not? We assume they do not. We assume every Shabbos morning, you pick up from where you left off the previous Shabbos morning. That's a din. That's part of the takana of leaning. And that's it. Rambam goes on to say, Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph, Haminig ha-pashut b'chol Yisrael she-mashlimin es ha-Torah b'shan ha-achas. The minig pashut, pashut doesn't mean simple. In this case, pashut means like nispashik. It means widespread. The widespread minig is that you finish the entire laning every year. That's not a din. Maschilin b'shal b'sha'achah ha-chagasukot z'karm b'seyde b'reishas. We were just mekayim that yesterday morning. The first Shabbos after chagasukos. Chagasukos probably is meant to include Shmini Atzeres as well, because chag means Yantzu is Aliyah L'Regel, and Shmi Atzeres is included in the Aliyah L'Regel of Sukkos. So the first Shabbos after Shmi Atzeres, you lay in Bereishis, and the second one is Noach, the third one is Vayomer Hashem El Avram, what we call Lach Lecha. The Korv V'Holchan Al HaSeder Ad Shagomer HaTorah B'Chag HaSukkos. And then you keep every week, you lay in more, you lay in more, you lay in more, until you finally finish Torah on Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos meaning Simchas Torah. The second day of Shmini Atzeres, which, as you said, is part of the Chag of Sukkos, part of the Aliyah L'Regel Yom Tov of Sukkos. The Yesh Mishamashim is Atar B'Shal Hashanim, the Eino Minig Pashim. There are those who finish once every 3 years, but that's not a Minhag Pashim. Again, it doesn't mean it's not a simple Minig. Pure Pashim doesn't mean it's Shver. It means it's not the widespread Minig. I mean, the days of the Rambam, it was already rare. It was already very rare. It seems like it's very near universal, almost 1,000 years ago in the days of Rambam, to finish laying the way we do on an annual basis. There were still remnants in the days of the Rambam of those who want a 3-year cycle. Where does that come from? The Kesef Mishnah, good. The Kesef Mishnah says, those of the Maseches Megillah will remember, Kesef Mishnah here says, Yish Mishamashim HaTorah, etc. Parak B'nei Ha'ir, Chav Tesna Mabez, I'm reading the B'nei Ma'arava Maski L'Araisa B'Tlashinin. In the middle of a discussion, where it's one line, the Rambam draws out and makes the beginning of the Parak. There was a minig Eretz Yisrael, B'Tkufas HaTalmud, Amaroi Eretz Yisrael, we're laning on a 3-year basis. I think we discussed this one night, on Thursday night. There may be a correspondence between that and whether or not you're Matar game. But during the Tkufas HaMoroim, it seems like it was a split between Minig Bavel and Minig Eretz Yisrael, whether you leaned on an annual basis or on a triennial basis, where it took you 3 years to lean. I think I may have mentioned that in the introduction to the Koran Tanakh, they suggested the Siddurim around 150 some odd siddurim the Chumash is broken into, that may correspond to the way the laning was broken up in Eretz Yisrael. So the 150 or so sections, so that works out to 3 years worth of weeks. So b'tkufas haTalmud, it was a big machlokas, or whatever, chilukim and hagim, between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. And the Bezman Hazer, right, in the time of the Rambam, it was already almost universal to lane on an annual basis. What you see, though, is that the fact, what does that tell you about Simchas Torah? That it's a minhag. In other words, there's no din that you have to finish, laning on Simchas Torah. There isn't even a din that yesterday we were supposed to lane whatever was 150 some apsukim. The din is that you have to have some system by which you finish laning over the course of time. That every Shabbos you're picking up where you left off the Shabbos before, and over time you're making progress through Chumash, and you're from Shabbos to Shabbos to Shabbos, and eventually you finish and you start again. That's the din. That's the din d'rabbanan. There are different minhagim, or at least were different minhagim, as to how exactly you implement that and how quickly you work your way through Chumash. But Kufas HaTalmud, it was a difference between Minig Eretz and Minig Bavel. Nowadays, it's universal that we lay on an annual basis. That's a universal Minig. That's not a Din D'Rabbanan, and certainly not a Din D'Oraisa. As a matter of fact, I would even go a step further. The Tosfos, the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbeinu Manoach both point that this Rambam is based on Megillah Chaf Kesef Beis, where the Gemara mentioned, makes reference to this Minig Eretz Yisrael, of the once in 3 years. The Gemara, blot and a half later, Daf Lamed Aleph, Maseches Megillah, we're having a discussion about what you lain on different Yom Tovim, what the Haftar is on different Yom Tovim. So the Gemara there says, the Gemara there does say already that on the Sveik de Yom Shmini Atzeres, what we call Simchas Torah, you lain Vezos Habracha. It has a different Haftarah than we have. It does not mention that the Haftarah is the first parak of Yoshua, the way we have it. Different Haftarah is there. But the Gemara does mention you lain Vezos Habracha on the second day of Shmini Atzeres. And again, that's consistent with the fact that Minig Bavel was to finish on an annual basis, as Rambam describes it, Minig Bavel was that you finish on Simchas Torah, and you finish over the course of Chag HaSukkot. But that was not clearly Minig Eretz Yisrael. The reason why that's so significant is then you take it back. If it was the case, we sort of I think intuitively assume that day of Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov often sort of think, well, the Yom Tovim in Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, is Yom Kippur, is Sukkot, is Shmi Atzeres, and is Simchas Torah. So you grow up thinking that way. Like there's a Yom Tov called Simchas Torah. So if that was your take, that that day of Yom Tov is called Simchas Torah, it is that, you know, Sukkot, we celebrate that Kaddish Baruch Hu B'Yehiz Dor Seichem, Kibbe Sukkot Shabbat is B'Yehiz Yisrael. On Simchas Torah, it's a Yom Tov of Siyum HaTorah. Well, if that's the case, so then, of course, what you're celebrating is Siyum HaTorah. But once you realize that there's no separate Yom Tov called Simchas Torah, matter of fact, you look at the thing you mentioned last time, you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Taf Reish Samach Tes, which you have in front of you, B'makom Sha'osim Shnei Yomim Tovim B'machaber writes, in Eretz Yisrael, he only had one day Yom Tov. He didn't have Sveikid Yom Tov. He says, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, far from Eretz Yisrael specifically, you have 2 days of Yom Tov, so then Leil Tishii, Mekadshim Va'om Mizman, etc. Here's a Seder HaTfilah for the ninth night. That's what, and that language of the ninth night, he got from the Tur, who was writing in Chutz La'aretz. So he doesn't need to specify, he assumes that you have Sveikid Yom Tov. He's open, Simon Tav Reish Samach Tes. Leil Chi, here's what you do on the ninth night. It's not a separate Yom Tov called Simchas Torah, it's Sveikid Yoma of Shmini Atzeres. It's Sveika Yom Shmi Atzeret. It's really just, we're celebrating Shmi Atzeret. Same way there were 2 days Yantav at the beginning of the Sukkot, 2 days Yantav at the end of the Sukkot. We call, instead of just calling it the second day of Shmi Atzeret, you call it Simchas Torah, as the title indicates, Seder Leil Simchas Torah. That's, we could say that's Yiddish. That's an expression that we have that reflects the fact that our minhag is, that we're messiahing the Torah on the second day of Shmi Atzeret. That's not the din. That's a minig. It's clearly only a minig because minig Eretz Yisrael, they weren't even, they were up to, I don't know, the first Shabbos after Shmi Atzeres, what you lay, it depends, whatever you're up to. It could be Tazria. It could be Vayeshev. It could be Matos. I don't know, whatever you're up to. That's what you're up to. Well, they weren't been Messiah anything. They weren't been Messiah anything. It was a 3-year cycle. So there's no din that it's, Simchas Torah. The din is as Shmini Atzeres. So that's what drives Moshe Sternbach's kasha. What the Yontif is, the Shmini Atzeres, is day 2 of Shmini Atzeres. That's what he says, 1 second. We have a minig built upon the minig Eretz Yisrael to finish laying every year. We have a minig of making hakafas. And we have a minig of celebrating. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch goes on to describe. Go back to Tafresh Samach Tes. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, in the block print, he just says, Mekachim, say Kiddush, say Shachiyano, the next morning take a 3 Sifrei Torah, Vezos HaBracha from one, Bereishis from the second one, Mafti from the third, and then he says Haftarah, he already says, as we have, the Haftarah is by Hiachrei Mos Moshe, the first parak of Yoshua. So here's a laning. Okay, you get extra lane. The Ramah and the Ksav Rashi, he already has a whole slew of menagim. He says, number one, our menagim is called that last day Yantav Simchas Torah. Why? Smeichim v'ozim bo sudas mishnah, again Rosh HaTorah. Ramah begins to quote the menagim of making a big deal out of the Siyum HaTorah. He says, you have a big suda, and you make a big deal of the Chasan Torah, the Chasan Bereishis, the Messiahim HaTorah, and the Maschil Bereishis, we call them Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereishis, and they make a Suda for others. Some had the practice that they, many Kiels had the practice that the Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereishis would make a Suda in Shul on Simchas Torah. Other Kielas have a minig that they make give Kiddush for the Shul the week after, a few weeks after, that's this minig. And then they go on to say, oh no, we're going to do this to Elu. And then he goes on to say that we've taken all the Sifrei Torah, we take a Sifrei Torah at night, you take them all out, and you sing songs, and you sing piyutim. Each place has its own minig of what you sing, which piyutim you sing, and he talks about hakafas, literally. Nogu lahakif im sifrei haTorah habima, Shabbat Sakneh says, kamosha makifim im alulav. So, a minig that was developed was the same way over the course of Sukkot we're going around the Bima, with Lulav and Asrogim. So, on Simchas Torah, we go around the Bima with our Sifrei Torah. Okay. Doesn't sound like they were dancing wildly. Hakafas. The same way you make Hoshanas. So, no one was dancing with Lulav and Asrog. You walked around with Lulav and Asrog. It was meaningful. It was intense, perhaps. We weren't dancing. Okay, so go with the Sifrei Torah. And then he talks the other menagim about having everyone get an aliyah, laning of Zos HaBracha again and again and again. He talks about Kal HaNarim, and so on. They talks about laning at night. The various added menagim of Simchas Torah. None of those are dinim. None of those are dinim. Those are menagim. We can even trace some of those menagim back. Some of them go back a few hundred years. Some of them go back 1,000 years. The notion of singing and dancing and of doing hakafas of some sort goes back. You take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Here, Sifkat Yudal, Kos of Maharik b'Shem Rav Haigon. This is Sifkat Yudal in Siman Tafer Samach Tes. Kos of Maharik b'Shem Rav Haigon, Shorish Tes. It's Shorish Tes in the Maharik. Yom Zeh Regin Letzlein Lir Kodbo Afilu Kama Zakenim. B'shah sha'omrim kilusim la'Torah. They're singing praises to the Torah, Mishnah Berurah quotes. Here in the packet, there's one page of Mishnah Berurah Tav Kuf Mem Vav. The next two pages are copies of Tafresh Samach Tes, which is where we are. So it's on page Kuflam and Zion, Tafresh Samach Tess, Simon Tafresh Samach Tess, Mr. Burris is cutting it off, quotes the Maharik, with a later Rishonim, according B'Shem Arik, I believe, was the Ashkenazi Rishon. I think he was from the Kufis for Colonia, Cologne, in Germany, I believe. So he's coined from Rav Haigon, the end of the period of the Gaon of the 900s, 1000s, who already had received the Shaila. We have this minhag, is it legitimate that people dance with the Torah, and even the Zakenim dance with the Torah? The legitimate, he says, yes. So Rav Haigon is, as far as we know, the first record of this minhag of dancing. And then, by the way, I'll tell you something fascinating. Tosfos, I mentioned before that the Gemara Daf Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph mentions that we lain v'zos habracha on the second day of Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, but mentions it has a different haftarah. Tosfos there, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that he quotes a Gaon who says, well, our minig, we don't say the haftarah that the Gemara had, we say the haftarah of Vayi Acher Mos Moshe, the first parak of Yeshua. And Tosfos says, not sure why that Gaon said that we changed from the minig of the Gemara. You know which Gaon it is that Tosfos quotes? Rav Haigon. It could be it's all Lushitaso. It could be that the minig changed once they started making more of a deal out of the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Once they started making a simcha of Siyum HaTorah around the days of Raigon, so then they said we're going to highlight the fact that we're being assigned the Torah by having the Haftarah not just relate to the themes of Shmini Atzeres, but specifically to Siyum HaTorah. We lay v'zos habracha. So Haftarah is going to be the very next chapter, Sefer Yo, beginning of Sefer Yeshua, that picks up with after Moshe dies, as we just learned, here's what happens next. So it could be that Tosfos, Rav Haigon talking about the new minig of what you learn for Haftarah, that may relate to the development of the minig of being Sosfos Sameach and highlighting and stressing the Simcha of Siyum HaTorah. So it could be it's all Lashitasa. Highline also, once again, as we were saying before, Simcha's Torah is not a din. Simcha's Torah is a minig. It's a minig that goes back at least to the days of Rav Haigon. It's a minig that's discussed more by the Ramah than by the Shulchan Aruch, although I think Sfaradim definitely celebrate Simcha's Torah and have Hakafas as well. And it's a minig, a very ancient minig, a very holy minig, but if it's a minig and not a din, then Moshe Sternberg is bothered by the very next line in the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, quotes two Mekubalim. He says, Yesha hisameitz bezel l'rkodol l'zamer l'kavad ha-Torah. You have to use a tremendous amount of energy in dancing and singing l'kavad ha-Torah. Kamo shekazik avi David ha-melech alav ha-shalom. Mifazer z'mechaker b'chol oz l'fnei Hashem. Where is that pasuk? Sefer which? Sefer? Shmuel? In what context? Oh, they're bringing the Aron back. They're bringing the Aron back. David HaMelech is out there dancing full strength in front of this Sefer Torah. Right. One of his wives, Michal, is looking out the window and looking down, both literally and figuratively, on what David HaMelech is doing. And she calls him, she critiques him afterwards. She says, "Why, you're dancing like a player, like a peasant. Why, you're dancing with all the... Oh, you're lowering yourself. You're the Melech Yisrael." It says, "My father..." Michal was the wife of David and the daughter of Shaul. So can only begin to imagine the complexity there. So she says, "My father never would have done that." And David now says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu likes my style, not Shaul's style." And that's taken as to appreciate that there is a notion called Kavod Malchus. At the same time, the Kavod Malchus is meant to the covet of a human king is meant to be a tool for advancing Kvod Shamayim. And therefore, as you see throughout Sefer Melachim, one of the most basic expectations of the kings was that they would reshape Jewish culture around Halacha, to get rid of Avodah Zarah, to get rid of the Bamas, and so on and so forth. And the kings are lauded in Sefer Melachim for the extent to which they moved the Jews more towards Ratzon Hashem, and they're critiqued to the extent that they did not move the Jews closer to living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live. The malchus of the human melech is meant to be a tool to advance Malchus Shamayim. And that's presumably why David HaMelech says it's absolutely appropriate, it is appropriate, for me to put aside my own personal Kvod Malchus for the sake of Kvod Shamayim. So I'm gonna be dancing and singing wildly L'kavod Di'arim. And where the Mishnah Berurah get it from, to Shtel Tzu, that pasuk of David HaMelech too, Simchas Torah, he quotes. Take a look inside. Hey, Kosta B'Shem Arizal. Heidu Arizal. Hamayla Eliyom Shehisik Balo Adeshai Misameh B'chal Oz B'Simcha Shomitzah. The highest levels of Kabbalistic insight that Arizal was over to, he understood that he got them via the Simcha of Simchas Torah. And the Gra as well, two of the greatest in the Kubal over the last 500 years. The Gra, the Gamal Gra Kosvu, Shai Meraki Lufnei HaSefer Torah B'chal Koch. I believe if you look in the Maiserav, you look in the Maiserav, they have that language of the groz mefazes or macharke b'chol oz. Exactly that language of David HaMelech. Says Moshe Sternberg, one second. Now all the pieces are together, and now I have a problem because on Simchas Torah I dance hakafas, and it could be the old minig was that they had stately hakafas. They would take a Sefer Torah, and they would walk around the Bima, and they would sing songs. But the more recent minig, certainly the Arizal and the Gra described, the Mishnah Berurah describes, and what's common in many of our kehilos, is not just a stately walking around the Bima, but Mefazim Acharka B'chol Oz, full strength. So how are we doing that in Yom Tov? So if the Yom Tov is a Yom Tov Simchas HaTorah, that's not a kasha. That is a Simchas Yantif. But that doesn't work because it's not a Yantif of Simchas Torah. It's a Yantif of Shmi Yatzeres, day two. The whole notion of being Misameach on Shmi Yatzeres, they didn't do an Eretz Yisrael at all. They didn't even finish the Torah. In Bavel, they did finish the Torah. That was only Mitah Minik. And specifically, the Minik to celebrate seems like it goes back to Rav Haigon. An ancient Minik, but not a Takana Drabanan. An ancient Minik. Maybe corresponding to the change of the Haftarah. And corresponding to Rav Haigon on, we're hearing about the minig of dancing. So how is a minig of dancing a Simchas HaTorah? It's very nice, but that's a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. If this was the Yontif of Simchas HaTorah, this is the Yontif. But it's not. The Yontif is the second day of Shemini Atzeres. Simchas HaTorah, it's very nice. We have a minig. Minig Bavel was, as the Rambam describes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillah, minig Bavel is to complete laning on Chag HaSukkos. Who told you to do that? Why, we have a minig to get married on Yom Tov. That's an incorrect minig. You should not get married on Yom Tov. If you have a community where the minig is to get married on Yom Tov, we tell them you should change your minig. It's a violation of the Mishnah. So, what do you mean the minig pashat is that we're Messiah the Torah on Simcha's Torah, on the second day of Shmi Atzeres, and we have a Simcha then? Don't! So do it the Shabbos before. Do it the Shabbos after. Don't do it. Or do it at the Tuesday before. Or the Wednesday after. What gives you the right? What gives you the right to be suspicious, to have an external contradictory or perpendicular simcha of Simchas Torah when it's really Shmini Atzeres? And they're not al pi din connected. How do you have a minig to violate Emar v'simcha v'simcha? So you could now. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me where I learned the Tosfos. How are Tosfos discusses what? Tosfos, the Tabam Tosfos on Chesed Beis discusses Pina Ben Amila, right? And how do we paskin? Well, Tosfos discusses Pina Ben Amila. Can you have Pina Ben Amila? Can you have a Pina Ben Amila or Pina Ben on? The answer could be no. Or the answer could be yes. Tosus assumes yes. Right? Tosus assumes it's Mutter. What does Shulchan Aruch assume? Also. Because it was Rambam, what was Rambam say about the meal of Pina Ben? What did Rambam say about the meal of Pina Ben?
Nothing. Nothing. Right, why? How come the Rambam doesn't say anything about it, but Shulchan Aruch does? And you look at Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Memvav, here we go. Siv Dalid. The page before, Tavkuf Memvav, and Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Mil Vehilchus Chal Moit, Siv Dalid, Mutter Lasses, Beregel, Sudas, Brismila, Vehichain, Sudas, Pignat. Then the rest got cut off. It's on the next page. So Mechaber says, Beferish, Mutter. The Rambam, you look in Hilchus Yantiv, he doesn't say anything. How come the Rambam doesn't say anything that Shulchan Aruch does? A very important methodological point. It's a very important, simple, once you realize. I've told you in the past, you need to know what genre the Rishon is, what type of Sefer the Rishon is writing, so you can make meaningful diukim. What is the Mishneh Torah? Right. The goal, the Rambam's goal, stated explicit goal, in writing the Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is what we when in Beis Meresh you say Rambam Sam, you mean the Mishneh Torah. Other Svarim the Rambam wrote will have a name, Pirush Mishnayos, Sefer Amitzvos, Mor Nevuchim, and so forth. When the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, here we are, Sefer Zman and Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam's stated goal in the Mishneh Torah was not to write Chidushim and not to state Pshat and Gemaras, although he does all of those. But the stated goal of the Sefer is to give you the bottom line conclusion of every single din in the classic text of the Torah Sh'bal Peh. His goal is to quote all the maskanas of Chazal in an organized fashion. To quote all the maskanas based on the Mishnais and the Toseftas and the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, and the Midrash HaHalacha and the Chilta Sefer HaSefrei, to give you all of, to quote Chazal, but to quote the maskanas of Chazal. He's cutting out the sheets as we are passing like. He's cutting out generally the reasons and the Shakavataria. He's giving the maskanas of Chazal. Very, very, very rarely will he quote anyone or anything post-Chazal, post-Chasimah Satalmud. Every once in a while, if he does, he'll say so. Every once in a while, he'll say, the Gaonim say X. Or he'll quote, Horu Rabosai, my Rebbeim. Maybe it's Rebbe Megash, the Rif, Rebbe Hananel. Or sometimes he'll say, Yeirah Eli. Seems to me, I believe Asaf writes that Rambam says that like 99 times, which is an incredibly tiny percentage, being that he has around 1,000 prakim. It means that once every 10 prakim, he'll have a chiddush. Now you might say, that's really funny, because that's what the Rambam is full of chiddushim. So the answer is, he is full of chiddushim. But the chiddushim are, he read the Gemara differently than Tosfos did. He read the Gemara different than Rashi did. He read the Gemara different than Ramban did. And he will just quote the Gemara, quote the Yerushalmi, the way he understood it. So to us, that's a chiddush, because I read the Gemara differently. Why? Because Rashi read the Gemara differently. So that's the Chidushim and the Rambam are going to be very subtly presented. Because he's just presenting, his goal is not to say, I think this is from the Gemara. He's just presenting. This is what Gemara said. So you have to look carefully, and then you start to reverse engineer. So there are many, many, many nafkaminas in appreciating what it is the Rambam was trying to do. One of those that will be seen more of over time is the Rambam was trying to reorganize everything. So we erased a little bit in the Tfilah Sugya. Position and location are critical in Rambam. Another nafkamina is that you don't expect the Rambam to talk about cases that Chazal don't talk about. It's everyone's a long while he'll raise a new case and say, well, the Gaonim said this. Or Yeirah Eli seems to me the din is like this. But 99 times out of 100, or maybe more, if the Chazal didn't discuss it, he doesn't discuss it. Tosfos, different style. Tosfos is not just quoting Gemaras. Tosfos is commenting on the Gemara. That the goal of Tosfos is to Tosefus, to comment on the Gemara. They're writing Chidushin. A Kashan here, a Teresim here, a new Psak Halach about this. That Tosfos is full of commentary. That's what they're trying to do. So it's not surprising at all. Tosfos says, oh, by the way, Yesh La'ayin, what talk should be done by Pinyan Ben? What talk should be done by Bris Mila? Well, let's look at the Sugya, let's figure it out. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam will do that in Shuvos. Someone sends him a Shaila, he'll respond. Well, in your case, I think the din should be XYZ based on this Gemara, based on this Yerushalmi, based on this Sifrei. But he wasn't writing Shuvos in the Mishneh Torah. And the Mishneh Torah is a compendium. It's a summary of the Maskanas of Chazal. So that's why it's not surprising at all. The Rambam doesn't talk about Mila Pinyan Ben because Chazal didn't.
Tosfos does. The Shulchan Aruch is not the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, in his Beis Yosef on the tour, he's already telling you what all the different Rishonim had to say and what they added to the discussion. And then the Shulchan Aruch, he gives you the Psak Halacha, bottom one. The Rambam doesn't comment explicitly on Mila Pinyan Ben, although, again, we could maybe try to read the Rambam carefully and figure out what would he have said if he would have asked him. He definitely would have an answer. He would have said yes or no, whatever he would have said. He's not going to address it in the Mishnah Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch does address it. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutalasas Beregel Brismila Pinyan Ben. Where do you get that from? Because Tosfos said that. Tosfos assumed that it's Mutter, and Tosfos gave two explanations why. So going back to Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Either it's Mutter because X or it's Mutter because of Y. Either it's Mutter because. Because we don't hold the Emar Vesim Vesimcha. Maybe we hold v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, which is a specific, the second, which appears to be a second separate sheet in the Gemara, is specifically a drasha, you can't get married. But any other type of simcha is mutter. In other words, the second sheet in Tosfos is?
We do hold, but the only real simcha is...
Oh! Correct. Maybe we do hold the emar v'simcha b'simcha. Maybe we do paskei emar v'simcha b'simcha. Nor of us. Who told you that Emar v'simcha b'simcha includes every single simcha? It doesn't include Mila Pinyan Ben. It just includes Sudas Nisuin. Now, he can't mean literally just Nisuin alone, because the Makar and the Bavli on the next Amud, as we saw, the Emar v'simcha b'simcha was not Yomtiv versus wedding, it was Yomtiv versus Chanukas HaMikdash. So clearly, Tosfos doesn't mean weddings only, but he means, presumably, as we saw, based on the Tosfos earlier in Chesed and Beis, Lefi, if the whole issue of Emar v'Simcha, Tosfos said, was that it's going to distract you at least partially, you're not going to be as fully in. You need Libo Pani v'Simcha. You have to be all in the Simcha, don't multitask, like Chavilas, but once you start multitasking, so you have a little bit of attention to each item and no full attention to any one item. No, you have to be all in on Simchas Yomtiv. So it's only if there's real competition. So Sudas Nisuin is real competition. Sudas Pinyan Ben is not really competing for your focus. How focused are you going to be in Sudas Pinyan Ben? It's very nice, it's beautiful, but it's not such an overwhelming Simcha that's going to take you away. Oh. So what do we have? Machlokes and Tosfos, whether Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is any Simcha, or Dafka, a major Simcha like Nisuin, or Chanukas HaMikdash. So, and Tosfos also raises the issue, we have to figure out, how do we paskin among all the different deos in the Gemara in terms of the reason for Enos and Nashim Moed. So if you look in the Rif and the Rush, they both quote the uncharacteristically quote the various shitos and even quote the minola on what's the mucker for Eimar v'Simcha v'Simcha, which sounds like, especially according to the mucker for it, which is very rare for the Rush to do, it sounds like maybe we accept all the reasons. Certainly, they're assuming that we do accept Eimar v'Simcha v'Simcha. Maybe we accept multiple reasons. The fact they quote that drasha makes it sound that way. You look in the Rambam, as some of you discovered, Rambam Hilchas Isha says explicitly, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Rambam in Hilchas Yomtiv seems at the end of Halacha Tazayin to quote Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The discussion knows that Shlo Ya'arev Simcha Acheres B'Simcha Sachag. And some discussion that knows that Kalin, whether he was also earlier quoting the Samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'shtecha. Shalo tishtakach simcha sachag b'simcha zanisun. It may just be another way of saying Eimar v'simcha b'simcha. Rambam does seem to quote Eimar v'simcha b'simcha. But how do we pass on halacha l'maisa? How do we pass on halacha l'maisa? So what do we say? The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch says, what? What does Shulchan Aruch say? What did he tell me? Mutzer. Pinyan Ben and Bris Mila. But it doesn't help me. I'd like to know, why is it Mutter? Nafkamina is, where does Simchas Torah fall? If you say the first day in Shulchan Aruch, so then...
You say the first day in Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch will pass like the first day in Tosfos. Excuse me. So then it's only weddings and not Tosfos. Simchas Torah is as fun as Pinyan Ben. But if you hold the second day in Tosfos, it has to do. We do pass the Gemara for Simcha. Simcha. The question of big Simcha, small Simcha. So certainly the Vilna Gaon and the Arizal's version of Simchas Torah sounds like it's a big Simcha. Which day in Tosfos do we pass? Like Shulchan Aruch just says mutter to have a bris and pinyan ben, but the Magen Avraham says explicitly Sifka and Hay, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah right here, conveniently in Sifka and Yud Aleph. Ein af kemina ben hayu bezmanish lo bezmanon to lo chashivi simcha ella suudas nisuin ve eris in bilvad. The Mishnah Magen Avraham in the original is even more explicit language that he's quoting the second daya in Tosfos. That we do hold the Emar for Simcha b'Simcha, but it's dafka a big deal. So then now we're really stuck. So now let's line everything up, and then we'll begin to search for Teirutzim. Let's line everything up, and let's line up all the pieces into a single coherent kasha. There is a Mishnah, let's recap. There's a Mishnah in Osun Nashim Moed. 3-4 days in the Gemara, why? We seem to paskin that the reason why is Eimar for Simcha B'Simcha, the first day of the Gemara. After all, the Rif, the Rush quote seemed to highlight that. The Rambam quotes it. Tosas raises the problem with, if according to Ma'andam Eimar for Simcha B'Simcha, so how do you have a bris or a pinyan ben on a Chol HaMoed? So Tosas has two answers. One is, maybe we don't paskin Eimar for Simcha B'Simcha against the Rif, Rush, and Rambam. Or maybe we do, but in the Emar Simcha is only limited to a big Simcha, not a small Simcha. Shulchan Aruch does paskin that Brisim Pinyan Ben is mutter, and the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah say, and that's because he passed like the second day in Tosfos. Meaning, we do paskin Emar Simcha B'Simcha. The Mechaber is aligned with the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. Emar Simcha B'Simcha, but Emar Simcha B'Simcha, it's not limited only to weddings, but it's limited only to big things, like weddings, like Chanukah's HaMikdash. So then the problem is 1 second. So then, L'chora, if we have an ancient minute, 1,000 years old, of Simchas Torah, of celebrating Sima Torah on the 9th day of Yom Tov, and the 2nd day, Hashmini Atzeres, a minute that goes back 1,000 years, to Rav Haigo, based on an earlier minute that goes back at least to the days of the Gemara, Minig Bavel of finishing laning every year. But again, it's only a minug. The din requires that over time you finish a laning. The din doesn't require that you finish it every year. Minig Eretz Yisrael was you didn't finish it every year. Okay, so Minig Bavel was you finish it every year. Around 1,000 years ago, in days of Haigon, they began to have a further layer of minig on that to actually make a big simcha out of the Siyam HaTorah. That's what Marik, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marik coin Rav Haigon about the Kilusim and the Rikudim, and they suggested that maybe Rav Haigon Lashitaso, the Tosas in Megillah Amud Aleph, the change of the Haftarah to Yehoshua, that's aligned with making a big deal of the Siyam HaTorah, but it's only a minute. That's not the Yom Tov itself. So how can you have such a minute if it's a violation? If we paskin like the Rif, the Rush, the Rambam, and like the Magen Avraham take on the Shulchan Aruch, the Emar of Simcha the Simcha, big Simcha Saras, if you're not bad as Mutter because it's not big Simcha, so Mela, if you would have had a din of Simcha's Torah, would be one thing. Or if you had the old minhag of Simcha's Torah to march around and say some Putin, Mela, that's like picking up Ben. But the minhag of the Arizal, the girl, which is our minhag, the Mamish Mafaz Macharke B'chol Oz. On the one hand, we have a more recent minig to Mamish make a big Simcha of Simcha's Torah. On the other hand, we pass any Ma'ar for Simcha of Simcha. So those two seem like they're on a collision course. If the Yontif was a Yontif Mikra Din of Simcha's Torah Mela, or if you only had a mild type of Simcha, doing hakaf is just literal hakaf, like Oshan, that would also be fine. Or solution number 3, if you have like the first day in Tosfos, then we don't paskin any Ma'ar v'Simcha v'Simcha. We just hold the Samach v'Chayach v'Al v'Shtecha. Any of those 3 solutions would have explained why it's mutter to have Simcha's Torah. But none of those are true. The yontif is not nikra din a yontif of siyam haTorah. Number one. Number two, we follow the practice of the Arizal and the Gra that we make a big a mamash mafaz macharka b'chol oz on Simchas Torah. And number three, we paskin a mamash simcha. So those three seem like they're totally contradictory. Those three can't live together. So I'm glad to stick around for questions, but let's begin to sketch out what one might have said. So maybe you could have told me, look, by certain rabbis, they have a big tish on the big farbren, the night of Shri Shal Pesach. Lekavid Kriya Samsa. A big Kriya Samsa tish. The night of Shri Shal Pesach. Oh, it's a big deal. Is that a problem? Ain't I with Simcha Simcha? No, why not? Dovi agrees that the Chesidus Tish to celebrate Kriya Samsa is not a violation of Rav Simcha Simcha. Why?
Because it has to do with the
because you're that's not an external. Again, going back to that Tosfos Lafi, Amar Simcha Simcha is a problem that if during Yontif I'm doing a different Simcha, it's gonna distract me from the Simcha of Yontif. Oh, if I'm making more celebrations of the Yontif itself, that's not a Marvin Simcha Simcha. To celebrate Kriyas Yamsov on Pesach, that is the Simcha of Pesach. So you could have said that Siyam HaTorah, that's not a contradiction, that's not orthogonal, that's not perpendicular, that's not unrelated to Simcha's Yamsov. What is every Yamsov about? How does the unique davening of every yontif starts with Atav v'chartan mikalam, right? Which appears to mean that the simcha of yontif is a simcha of Bechiras Yisrael. So you could have argued it's not a stira. That is the simcha yontif is Bechiras Yisrael. Every yontif is Bechiras Yisrael. That's exactly what we're doing when we celebrate Siyam HaTorah. We're celebrating. This is what this is. Anyone saying that Ulal B'Shmal HaTorah? We're celebrating Bechiras Yisrael. That is Simcha Yontif. One could have given that solution if Simcha Yontif of every Yontif is exactly the same. However, I leave you to think about for tomorrow. Is there a Gemara? That's the interesting question. Yesh La'ayin, is Simcha Yontif Klali or Prati? In other words, is it just the same din of Simcha Yontif in every single Yontif? We're celebrating Yontif as a whole. We're celebrating Atav v'Chartanu. Or is it a different flavor? Is Simcha's Yontif on Pesach? Is a Simcha of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is Simcha Yontif on Shavuos? Is a Simcha specific of Matan Torah and so on and so forth? Interesting Chakira in the abstract. And here's a practical nafkamina. If Simcha's Yontif is a Din Klali, every Yontif is just celebrating Bechiras Yisrael, that's great. So then, Siyam HaTorah is aligned with Bechiras Yisrael. There's no stira. But if Simchas Yontif is a prati aspect, a specific, localized aspect to it. You're celebrating Pesach, you're celebrating Shavuos, you're celebrating Sukkot. So then it's not enough to say I'm celebrating Bechiras Yisrael. And we're going to next time explore, number one, can we prove one way or the other? Is every Yontif the same or is each Yontif unique? And if it's unique, they're going to have to figure out specifically what is the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. To be continued. I'm glad to stick around for questions, but you guys have a bus to catch. Some of you have a bus to catch. He does. That seems to indicate.